Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. Today is the solemnity of Saint Joseph. So, what's the big deal about Joseph? Why do we need him when we have God as our Father? Well, the Catechism explains that God chooses to show his love and care through things we can see, touch, and understand, because that's how humans naturally learn and experience reality. So God, in his goodness, enjoys involving angels and people in the way he takes care of us. This isn't because God needs the help of saints like Our Lady or Joseph, but because he generously wants us to have the joy of participating and sharing in his loving work. And in a sense, Saint Joseph is an icon of God the Father in his care for Jesus, Mary, and the Church. In his apostolic letter on Saint Joseph, Pope Francis writes, "In his relationship to Jesus, Joseph was the earthly shadow of the Heavenly Father. He watched over him and protected him, never leaving him to go his own way." We can think of Moses' words to Israel. "In the wilderness, you saw how the Lord your God carried you, just as one carries a child, all the way that you traveled." In a similar way, Joseph acted as a father for his whole life. So God the Father cared for Jesus through Joseph, his shadow. Likewise, God continues to care for us, his adopted sons and daughters, through his shadow and icon, Saint Joseph. Therefore, when we turn to Joseph for his protection and guidance and care, we uniquely experience the tender love and care of God the Father. But how beautiful that God the Father has given a human face to his paternal care and protection. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. Teresa of Avila experienced the love and care of God the Father through Saint Joseph. Around the age of 23, Teresa was paralyzed, and after 3.5 years of immense suffering, she turned to Saint Joseph, who obtained a miraculous healing for her. About this, she writes, I took for my advocate and Lord the glorious Saint Joseph and earnestly recommended myself to him. I saw clearly that, as in this need, so in other greater ones concerning honor and loss of soul, this Father and Lord of mine came to my rescue in better ways than I knew how to ask for. I don't recall up to this day ever having asked Joseph for anything that he failed to grant. It is an amazing thing, the great many favors God has granted me through the mediation of this blessed saint, the dangers I was freed from, both of body and soul. For with other saints, it seems, the Lord has given them grace to be of help in one need, whereas with this glorious saint, I have experienced that he helps in all our needs, and that the Lord wants us to understand that, just as he was subject to Saint Joseph on earth, so in heaven, God does whatever Joseph commands. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. Right out of graduate school, I worked for the church in Indianapolis. And there, my wife and I became very good friends with the Little Sisters of the Poor at St. Augustine's. I think it was on 86th Street on the north side of Indianapolis. Now, the Little Sisters of the Poor run nursing homes, and they care for the indigent elderly, the elderly who have no money.
Hmm.
And they care for them by begging for everything they need. And whenever they're running low on something, they put a little statue of St. Joseph on that thing. Now, the Little Sisters of the Poor take a fourth vow of hospitality. And they love when you come to lunch with them, and they like to provide you with whatever you want to drink. Let's say maybe you'd like to have a beer with your lunch. They'd love to provide that. So one of the sisters who was in charge of begging, she had to go out every day begging for what they need. She had a fantastic experience with St. Joseph, where she was at their home in Milwaukee, and they were out of beer. So she put a little statue of St. Joseph on their last six-pack. And then she took the bus, the public transit, to go begging for the day. And she was on the bus, and it was packed. And she was standing next to a man who was very well-dressed. And he said to her, "Sister, you look distressed." And she said, "Well, we have these specific needs, and I'm going out begging today." And the man, as he was getting off the bus, reached into his pocket, pulled out his billfold, and handed her a business card. He was a top executive for Schlitz Beer Company in Milwaukee. And he said, "Just call this number and we'll provide all you need."
Wow.
This is a true story.
I can't believe he was riding the bus.
He lived in Milwaukee, and he was a man who lived a very simple life, very successful. But St. Joseph takes care of the Little Sisters of the Poor, every little need. The difference between the Little Sisters of the Poor and us, we just don't trust St. Joseph. So Teresa of Avila gives us this challenge. I only ask for the love of God anyone who does not believe me to try, and he will see through experience the great good that comes from recommending oneself to this glorious patriarch and being devoted to Saint Joseph. So you can't put God to the test, but you can put Saint Joseph to the test. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Mary of Agreda was given a vision of the seven privileges of Saint Joseph. She writes, I have been informed concerning certain privileges conferred upon Saint Joseph by the Most High on account of his great holiness, which are especially important to those who ask his intercession in a proper manner. In virtue of these special privileges, the intercession of Saint Joseph is most powerful. First, for attaining the virtue of purity and overcoming the disordered desires and vices of lust. Second, for procuring powerful help to escape sin and return to the friendship of God. Third, for increasing the love and devotion to Most Holy Mary. Fourth, for securing the grace of a happy death and protection against the demons in that hour. Fifth, for filling the demons with terror at the mere mention of his name. Sixth, for gaining health of body and assistance in all kinds of difficulties. And seventh, for securing the blessing of many children in families. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. Saint Joseph not only takes care of saints and nuns, he even cares for fools. Before I was more experienced in international travel, my wife Sandy and I took our three oldest kids, ages 13, we have twins, and 11, to Medjugorje. Before we left, a friend of mine told me, rather than exchanging money in America, just take your debit card and a Discover card and then get your money in Europe. So we flew to Venice because I was friends with the rector of the seminary there. Immediately, upon arrival, we went to an ATM at a bank. I inserted my debit card and the bank confiscated it and mailed it back to America. All we were left with was a Discover card, which no one takes in Europe. So there we were, no money, at the beginning of a 10-day trip. We had to take a ferry across the Adriatic Sea to Croatia. The ferry ride was paid for in advance, but our room was at the very bottom of the ship and the kids freaked out, so we had to move rooms, which we were billed for when we were to get off the ship. But because we had no money, the captain of the ship wouldn't let us off in Croatia. While we were pleading our case with the captain, our van driver arrived. He immediately paid for the ferry, but I informed him, "We have no money. I can't pay you back for this. I can't even pay you." To which he responded, "No problem. It's all paid for." As we drove to Medjugorje, thinking he didn't quite understand my English, I tried to explain we couldn't pay him. He kept repeating, "It's no problem." Finally, I asked, "What is your name?" And he said, "Beppo," which means Joseph. I knew immediately that God had sent Saint Joseph to take care of everything. And from that point forward in the trip, people randomly paid for every step of our journey, every meal, every room, every vehicle, until we arrived home in America. So we went to encounter Mary, and with her, we met Joseph in a most powerful way. So don't forget Joseph. Go to Joseph for everything, and you will experience the care of God the Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what were your reflections on this great Saint Joseph?
You know, I spent a lot of time dwelling on this because not only is today the Feast of Saint Joseph, but today is also the most important birthday of my grandfather, Arthur Joseph Schuerschlick.
Yeah.
A very incredible man. And I was thinking about some interesting things because I realized that, A, you think of Joseph the worker. Grandpa has always been so incredible with his hands. He fixes everything up. He fixes everything. But also I find it very funny thinking about the fact that obviously God is your father and you have Joseph for your adoptive father in Arthur Joseph, and your mother's name is Erla Marie.
Oh yeah.
Isn't that incredible?
Oh, that is
how beautiful
awesome.
Is that? Just the way everything connects in that sense.
Yeah, my adopted parents are Mary and Joseph.
Mm-hmm. Quite literally and spiritually. And I just thought that was such a wonderful how everything coincided in that sense. Isn't that beautiful? I've never thought about that.
That's a great reflection.
But he's much like Joseph in many ways. So happy birthday to Grandpa Art.
Yeah. Yeah, and he has taken care of me. So I definitely experienced the care of God the Father through two Josephs.
Mm-hmm.
But that it also brings up that just as God the Father wanted Joseph to participate in this mission, God wants all of us to participate in the mission. And I think that's a hallmark of what we're trying to do. This isn't just a podcast. It's certainly not a podcast you just listen to. It is not even a podcast that you just pray with, because we're all supposed to get involved fully in the mission of helping our loved ones and friends grow closer to God.
This is also what Grandpa's so good at doing. He has formed a rosary group. He is consistent. He puts so much effort into it every week. Yeah. And that's important for him, and it's important for his community.
Well, and it's really a great way to take part in the mission of God, and that is to invite your family and friends to pray the rosary. I loved last night after our Sunday supper when we were praying the rosary that 3-year-old Elliot
he's doing so I thought
he can say that he can say that Hail Mary.
I thought this entire time I thought he's just been sort of like mouthing along, but I looked over and he's saying the words.
Yeah.
It's really incredible. And afterwards we finished, he goes, I did it.
He's 3.
Yeah.
So we forget that little kids can enter into prayer a lot of times more easily than adults. So don't let it be an excuse that, well, we have little kids, so we can't do the whole rosary. Elliot prayed the whole rosary last night.
The rosary is really for kids aged 1 to 100.
That's exactly right. And we can all be a little bit like St. Joseph, gathering people around Mary and Jesus in the rosary. So let's do our part in the mission. Joseph did his. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.